This is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satter. We welcome you back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. And hope you'll stick around. We've got some great music lined up for you, we think. And I'm going to continue my salute to the great modern jazz artist, Charlie Parker, the alto sax man, Charlie Bird Parker, who wrote many, many bop compositions that have been played by modern jazz artists down through the years. I'm going to do another track from that Cecil Payne album. It's an interesting album called Cecil Payne Performs Charlie Parker on the Charlie Parker label. And Cecil Payne was a foremost master of the baritone sax. And as I noted in the first hour, he's supported by Clark Terry on trumpet, Duke Jordan on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. This is a Charlie Parker composition called The Hymn.
Mm-hmm.
board fade by the engineer. We didn't do that. That was Charlie Parker's composition, The Hymn. It was a group headed up by baritone man Cecil Payne, and we also had some fine work there by Clark Terry on trumpet, Duke Jordan on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Charlie Persip doing some fine percussion work.
I'm going to play something of my favorite female vocalist and piano player, Diana Krall. It's most vocalists that we play, like almost any ones that were in jazz, they did not play an instrument, where she's a pretty accomplished jazz pianist. And it's from a Verve CD, It Could Happen to You. She's backed up by, let me see, the tune I'm going to play is exactly like you, and it features her on piano, John Clayton bass, Jeff Hamilton drums, and Anthony Wilson on guitar.
Prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one plays those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna give the world to you. You make me understand every foolish little dream I'm dreaming, every scheme I'm scheming. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you. Exactly like you, you make me feel so grand. I wanna give the world to you. You make me understand every foolish little dream I'm dreaming, every scheme I'm scheming. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone, my baby, exactly like you.
I think you'd have to agree she can both sing and play piano. It's kind of funny. Nat King Cole was a great jazz piano player, but his voice was so great they kind of made him quit playing and just start exclusively sing. And the only other thing I can think of is Diana Krall's married to Elvis Costello, and that must be one interesting family.
Yes, sir. Well, now we're going to do something my DuSable High School's, one of DuSable High School's finest from Chicago, tenor man Johnny Griffin, and this is another track from that Galaxy CD. We played in the first hour, Five Birds and a Monk, referring to five compositions by Charlie Bird Parker and one by Thelonious Monk. Here Johnny Griffin does a tune that virtually all the modern jazz boppers do. I have done all down through the years, and they're playing it somewhere tonight as we speak. It's called Billy's Bounce, and got Stanley Cowell again on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. Let's listen to Billy's Bounce. Charlie Parker's classic bop composition, Billy's Bounce, done by tenor sax man Johnny Griffin.
I want to play something from a Verve CD. It's a two-CD album featuring Stan Getz, entitled The Artistry of Stan Getz. And he's going to play a tune entitled Stella by Starlight that features him, obviously, on tenor sax, Duke Jordan on piano, Jimmy Rainey on guitar, Frank Izzola on drums. So let's listen to their version of Stella by Starlight. Stan Getz playing Stella by Starlight.
Now, Verve put out two volumes of bird compositions. The albums were called Birdology Volumes 1 and Volumes 2, and they recorded some great jazz artists at a concert in France in June of 89, and all of the tunes that were played were Charlie Parker compositions. And there was quite a lineup it was. We had Johnny Griffin again on tenor sax, Ron Carter on bass, Roy Haynes on drums, Duke Jordan on piano, Jackie McLean on alto, Cecil Payne on baritone sax. We've heard Cecil do a couple tracks already tonight. And Don Sickler on trumpet and musical director. This is a Charlie Parker composition that was done live at a concert in France in June of 89. Called Relaxin' at Camarillo.
Thank you.
There was a concert in France that was live, at a concert in France in June of 1959, doing a composition called Relaxing at Camarillo from a Verve album called Birdology Volume 2, and very numerous artists there, but we'll just name the front line of Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, Jackie McLean on alto sax, and Cecil Payne on baritone.
I'm going to play something by a tenor sax player, Al Cohen, from a CD entitled The Al Cohen Quintet, which featured him on tenor and sax. Bobby Brookmeyer on valve trombone, and he was the one who arranged this particular tune. Mose Allison on piano, Tenny Kotick on bass, and Nick Stabulous on drums doing a tune entitled Bunny Hunch.
Now another Charlie Parker composition that's played all down through the years. This is by a trumpet man, Blue Mitchell, from his album called Blues Moods, and let's listen to Scrapple from the Apple. Thank you. Lou Mitchell on trumpet from his album Blues Moods, cut on the Riverside label, and that was Charlie Parker's composition, Scrapple from the Apple, and quite a rhythm section there, lighting a fire under Lou Mitchell on that particular track. Whitten Kelly on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Roy Brooks on drums.
We haven't played any vibes tonight, so I'm going to play something from the Cal Jader Quintet, or Quartet, featuring him on vibes, Vic Guaraldi on piano, Vince, rather, Gene Wright bass and Al Torrey drums, doing a tune entitled Lover Come Back to Me. Thank you. tempo rendition of Lover Come Back to Me with the Cal Jader Quartet.
Could do another track by pianist Hampton Hawes, who was a disciple of Charlie Parker and learned the bop vocabulary, working his very early years with Charlie Parker out on the West Coast. This is from a contemporary album cut in December 55 called The Trio Volume 2 with Red Mitchell on bass, Chuck Thompson on drums. This is a Charlie Parker composition called Steeplechase. Hawes was a swift little version of Steeplechase with Red Mitchell on bass, Chuck Thompson on drums.
We thank you for listening to The Feeling of Jazz, and I'm going to finish out my portion of tonight's show with a Red Holloway quartet from a CD, Red Holloway and Company, playing a tune entitled But Not For Me, featuring Red on tenor sax, Cedar Walton piano, Richard Reed on bass, and Jimmy Smith drums. Thank you. But Not For Me by the Red Holloway Quartet.
This is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterley, and we're going to have to close out the Feeling of Jazz for this week, and we hope you'll be with us again next week. We're here, of course, every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We've got time for a part of one more track. We're going to complete our salute to Charlie Parker by doing something by the Red Rodney Quintet. Of course, Red on trumpet, Chris Potter on sax. Let's listen to Charlie Parker's composition, Congo Blues.